Monday Motivation Time on the Joe and Alex Show.
If you're feeling good, say yeah!
Yeah!
All right. Yeah, yeah, yeah! All right. Baby Shark, that song that we all love and know, this one right here.
Baby Shark, do 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 do, Baby Shark, do 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 do.
Helped a toddler, and I can never say this correctly, even though I have a friend that has a baby with it.
Spina bifida.
Thank God Alex is here today. Learn to walk. A 2-year-old girl named Harper was born with severe spina bifida, so her parents didn't know if she'd ever be able to walk again. But now she is, and the song played a big part in it.
Aww.
A doctor had been working with her and wanted to get her up and moving, so she decided to see if Baby Shark would help. Well, whenever it comes on, Harper gets really excited.
Aww.
And it's kind of like a metronome, like on a beat, like doom, doom, you know, like to keep
right.
you on beat. And it gets the baby to walk and kind of try to have a pace and do something. And yeah, they're saying it's been amazing to see this. Now she's tooling all over the place and getting stronger every day. That's my story today. What do you got, Alex?
A high school student is honoring 25 fallen Marines with her prom dress, which took her 2 years to make. Her name is Audrey Heaton. She goes to a high school in Illinois, and she designed the patriotic dress to resemble an American flag with streamers of red and white that flow down the blue skirt. The matching blue halter top features embellishments that look like actual stars, and on the red and white ribbons are 25 names printed in black and white belonging to the members of the 3rd Battalion, 5th Marines, also known as 3/5 or Dark Horse that were killed in action between September 2010 and April 2011 while conducting operations in Afghanistan. So when she heard about their sacrifices, she said, "I just wanted to wear this tribute dress to my senior prom so that the memories of the guys who fell in Afghanistan for our right to live and do what we do every day is carried on. I don't want them to fade into nothing." Since posting her dress on social media, she said that she has received tons of messages of support.
That is a really cool dress. If you've not seen that thing yet, I was so impressed.
Really neat.
Mine is about this older woman in Canada. She used to wave to students walking by because she lived, I guess, like on the track to school.
Hi, kids.
Yeah. And so every day she, you know, they would look in, and so she would just wave, and she started waving with her husband every single morning. And then he passed.
Aww.
And she continued it. She would sit at the window and every day wave to all the students that passed by. And so the students heard that she was moving to a retirement home and moving out of her house. And so the school, all of these students, like hundreds and hundreds of students, had a parade for her.
What?
And like the day before she moved, they all came by and all said like goodbye to her together, had posters, had flowers for her.
Cute.
So it's just like motivating here. Like one person just doing like one nice gesture, just waving to students, and how much it actually like impacted all of those kids.
Yeah.
Love
her that made their day on the way to school every day.
Thank you, Liv. Thank you, Alex. All right. That's your Monday motivation here on the Joe and Alex Show.